providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you enjoy the top of the hour news. We're going to change the subject a little bit. It's kind of really not politics, but the New York Times came out yesterday, recording on Friday. So the New York Times came out on Thursday and they said they made a mistake. They now verify the Hunter Biden laptop story. That's not looking good for Hunter Biden whatsoever. And I think, quite frankly, I'm not sure how Joe Biden is gonna extricate himself from this. Jimmy, you got any ideas?
No, what's surprising to me, though, is that this has been verified since, you know, October, November, December of 2020. And the one of the people in, Tony Bobulinski, one of the people in the emails had validated them prior to the election in 2020. Right. But nobody listened to it. Nobody believed it. In fact, an entire list of former CIA, NSA, Director of National Intelligence Clapper, an entire list of Democratic supported intelligence people came out and wrote a letter and said, this looks like Russian misinformation. Not looking at any facts. Really undermining the entire story. But now somehow, because the New York Times says it's okay, everybody believes it. That is very disturbing. The New York Times covered it up. These politicians covered it up. Mainstream media covered it up. And it probably would have made a significant difference in the 2020 election. So they argued that Russia was interfering with U.S. elections, but in fact, it was actually state-run and Democratic-supported media that undermined the 2020 elections. It's very problematic for Joe Biden. He's very involved in relationships with Ukraine, Burisma, and with China and other entities. And his son is probably going to face, you know, some jail time for it.
Well, I'm not sure it'll go that far. I haven't seen any of the misdeeds actually been brought to the surface other than this one, and I'm not really sure that Biden's kid will go to jail. Our government is so corrupt. That's the only reason I'm saying that, Jim.
Yeah, and I think, and you know what? That's exactly the bigger point here, is that Department of Justice, if they cannot come out, and there's, you know, the validity of this Hunter Biden laptop shows a tremendous amount of corruption,
yes,
as well as relationships that were inappropriate with young children, inappropriate with his own family members,
right,
teenage stepdaughter that was right, with brothers. It's just the incredible amount of information out here. And somehow, if this can go unpunished, then really there is no justice in our system anymore. The Department of Justice is now the political operative of the Democratic Party in order to protect and not just the Democratic Party, but to protect people inside the government, as opposed to protecting the American people and equal justice.
Right. Well, I have to say, I'm rather surprised that since we're recording on Friday and this news came to the surface on Thursday, I'm surprised we haven't seen any follow-up on that today, Jim. And that leads me to believe that Joe Biden is scrambling as fast as he can to cover this thing up. I got to tell you, I am very, very unhappy and very frightened, very, very anxious as to what's going to happen with our government. And the reason I say that is because Russia, and I believe soon China, will pick this time as being a time to make a major change in their relationship with the United States. And that could bode very, very negatively for us, Jim.
Oh, there's no question about it. The entire global system is at risk right now. I mean, some people think that's fantastic. Others realize the impact on actually the weakest and the most vulnerable out there when, you know, economies collapse and fail and the dollar collapses because of incredible debt and bad, you know, continuation of bad policies, inflation,
right,
open border, potential warfare. You have the people that suffer the most are the ones that are least likely to be able to ride through this type of a storm. Mm-hmm. With the Russians declaring that they want to move away from the West, aligning themselves ideally with China and another authoritarian leadership, you're replacing the old ways of the Cold War. The problem is, you know, with the demographics of China and the inroads that China has made to other countries that influence economically, they have a lot of power to influence outcomes with those other nations, especially corrupt nations in Africa, right, to continue their resources building, manufacturing. And they're holding, you know, they can hold the world hostage. They may not be as powerful militarily, but they've used every aspect in their entire methodology of what's, quote, called unrestricted warfare, which is using all aspects of their power, economic, diplomatic, military, and informational, to undermine the U.S. and the West. And, of course, what Russia is doing right now aligns with it very carefully. And, of course, we're falling, you know, into the trap that they are set, because they're playing chess, and right now we're reacting in a bad set of checkers, and that's what's happening with this administration. They have failed miserably to address these major problems.
Well, Jimmy, you said one thing that I want you to clarify. You made a statement that that Russia was going to align itself with the West. I think it's disaligned is the word you wanted to use.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. If I'm definitely misspoke. No, wants to align themselves with China and Xi and,
right,
an authoritarian government. And that's where it looks to me like they're heading. And again, another authoritarian government that is controlling its population. It's influencing and manipulating through technology, through social credit scores, through intimidation, violence, right, using the Department of Justice as a tool of political cleansing of the opposition, which is apparently what Merrick Garland and the DOJ is doing right now by covering up for Hunter Biden, by threatening parents with terrorism. The latest information from the Democratic Party is they're pushing the DOJ to force people that support the idea that maybe there was corruption in the 2020 election, forcing them out of running for local office and calling them a threat.
Yeah.
That's how far we've come in authoritarian measures. So when Russia and Xi say, look what you're doing, they're absolutely right. If, you know, we can't call out corruption over there if we are corrupt here. And you're seeing it in spades in the U.S.
Well, my personal opinion is I think that all we are doing in terms of the level of corruption within our government is giving Vladimir Putin, we're giving him much, much more ammunition. He probably had a ball giving that speech in the stadium yesterday, a la Adolf Hitler. I got to tell you, because anybody who points to the United States and we look at the corruption here in the Biden family, I kind of feel sorry for Joe Biden, if you want to know the truth. The guy was in politics for 50 years. He is not presidential material, and he's going to go down in history as being very definitely a man who is not presidential material and who was implicit in bringing many, many negative factors to the United States government. And I kind of feel sorry for the guy after 50 years in politics. I know that some of you guys are going to say, Corlin, you're absolutely crazy, but as a human being, I somewhat feel sorry for him. I really do.
Well, you know what, Al? I say people make their choices.
Of course.
He's been a corrupt politician through his entire life.
Okay.
He's done numerous things that have undermined his own credibility and others. That's his choice. I don't feel sorry for him. He's made decisions, and he's done it for financial gain for his family. It's clear. He's done it at the cost of American security and the American people.
I agree.
And I think he deserves to go down exactly how he's going to go down, which is the worst president in probably history.
Well, we're going to see what happens. Jimmy, we got about 20 seconds left here to wrap up the third segment of KER Politics. Let me give our listeners a preview. We're going to talk a little bit about the COVID statistics as we wrap up the show. Along with everything else, it looks like the COVID statistics were pretty well messed up. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.